Welcome to the Two Bobs Podcast, two everyday guys talking about everyday stuff, like their latest tech obsessions, sports, current events, and more. And now, the two people who are recipients of the most eye rolls in history. Please welcome the Two Bobs.
Hi, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert, and today is Sunday, April 9th, 2017, and you're listening to episode 13.
So I have to go back to work tomorrow.
Yeah, no, me too. I was off Friday. Nice. You know, a little bit of early spring break stuff, so it's going to be tough, but I'm off next Monday, so I'm happy.
Oh, very nice, very nice. I have to get back to the grind. Oh, well. But anyways, we have a podcast to do.
Yeah, you got to be able to pay for all this stuff.
Ain't no time to joke around.
That's right.
Robert, we have to get down to business. We have a podcast to host.
That's right. We got to cater to our fans.
Yes, yes.
What else is going on? How was the vacation?
It was nice.
The staycation, I'm sorry.
The staycation was a good idea. Got some stuff done in the house. Harrison's room had a hole in the ceiling. Well, it was more like it wasn't a hole. It was crack. And the ceiling was cracked.
Yeah.
In a couple different places from a couple years ago where some water got into the attic and then leaked down into the bedroom. I thought it looked fine as is because I had taken duct tape and taped it up. But Harrison.
That's terrible.
Harrison, being the 3-year-old genius he is, started bringing it up to me and Kelly every day, asking when we were going to take the tape down. So I did finally call the guy back who we had talked to like two Septembers ago about fixing it and said, all right, ready to do it now. I'm pulling the trigger. So he came out this week, actually just finished literally within the last hour, finished the work up. And so we got that done.
Went Does he still have to paint it or did he do that too?
No. I wasn't paying him to paint it. So he basically, you know, replaced the drywall up there. Right. Taped
it's gonna dry white. I mean, the paint is just, you know.
Yeah, one of these years I'll get around to painting it then. But no, I mean it's ready to be painted. I'm just gonna have to get some ceiling paint and do it. So
yeah,
you know, when there's time, it looks better than it did.
Well, you're good at picking paint, so you should be able to match the color, no problem.
Oh yeah, I'm great. Harris, I asked for Harrison's advice on what color.
Does he want lilac?
He wanted green actually.
For ceiling?
Yeah. Thinking about doing it. Callie would kill me.
You know, we can always paint over it, so it's not like it's got to be there forever. So once he realizes what a mistake it was.
Can you imagine painting green and then having to get white over that? I mean...
Nightmare.
No, thanks. We're going to keep it white. But yeah, Callie and I went away for the night, went downtown Detroit, stayed the night down there, had some good food, did a little bit of gambling at the casino. Went to a Red Wings game on Saturday with my father. Second to last game at Joe Louis Arena, which is kind of, it's a staple of Detroit and hockey town. So it's going to be missed, but the place, if we're being honest, the place was a dump and it's coming down. Actually, they're literally just going to tear it down and it's close to the river there. So I figured it's some pretty prime real estate downtown. So they're going to redevelop it, and new arena, Little Caesars Arena, is going up. It'll be there by ready for the fall season for the Red Wings and the Pistons. So,
oh, cool. Oh, so they're going to be playing in the same place.
Yeah, the Pistons play up in Auburn Hills,
right?
Right now at the Palace of Auburn Hills. Yeah, which is another shame because it's a really nice. The Palace is a really nice arena. You know, again, I think it'll be good to have the Pistons back down in Detroit too. Downtown, I think it'll bring more business to the downtown area. I think they'll get better attendance downtown, honestly, than they would kind of out in a suburb as well. So it's some exciting times ahead for Detroit sports. So it was a good week overall. Kind of bummed to go back, but also kind of ready to go back as well. So
yeah, sometimes you need a vacation from the vacation, and you know, I always joke when I go back to work after being off for a while that I'm going back so I can get some rest, because, you know, because a lot of times when you're off, you're just running around and doing stuff. And at least this way you get to, you know, you get to sit in your chair and just, you know, ride the day out. And the stress is obviously a lot more, but at the same time, it's a little bit more comforting when you know exactly what's going on every day.
Yeah, and I feel like I have some control in my life when I'm at work.
Exactly.
Harrison takes that away from me. So
the kids here are off. You know, we've got spring break started Friday, which is why we were off. And then they're off this whole week and then the following Monday. So it's kind of weird. So we'll be, you know, sending everybody in different places this week. And then Monday we'll be off again. And I'm not sure what we'll do. But how is the no carb thing going? You'll be able to stick with it? You know, I know you had your cheat night, but...
Cheat couple of nights, maybe. Yeah, so did really well up until Thursday when we went downtown. And we knew, even before we started doing the low-carbohydrate thing, we knew that we were going downtown. One of the reasons we were going downtown is to eat, because Detroit actually has some really good food these days. There's been a ton of really nice restaurants that have opened up. So we knew we were going to eat, and we weren't going to worry about carbs. So we did that, and then Friday, it kind of trickled into Friday then, and then, you know, yesterday we kind of got back into gear a little bit. So,
well, I saw some posts on Facebook, you guys, and actually on our Instagram, that you guys, looks like you guys had some of the Ben & Jerry's that we talked about a couple weeks ago.
Yes, so Friday night we finally did get some Ben & Jerry's and some liquor and mix it together. Kelly was really intrigued by the Bailey's and s'mores, I think it was.
Oh yeah,
combination, and we couldn't find that, so we ended up with mint chocolate cookie, I think it was called.
Yep.
And Bailey's, and basically just put the whole pint of Ben & Jerry's in the blender, poured a bunch of the Bailey's in there, turned it on, and actually it was delicious. It tasted like a liquored up milkshake, basically. It was so good, though.
We have some of the Ben & Jerry's upstairs as well, and I have, I think it's the Coffee Toffee Crunch, and Melissa says, oh, you're going to put rum in that. I said, you know what? This will be just the perfect thing. Like Rob had to put the Bailey's in it because it's got the coffee in there, and putting some Bailey's in there, or even, I didn't have any Kahlua or something like that, I think would be really good in there. But, oh well, just ate it by itself and enjoyed every last bit. But I still have some left, so I'll probably try to find some, like I said, either the Kahlua or Bailey's or something to put in there. So that'd be good.
Yeah, eventually we'll try some of the other ones. Maybe when we lose a couple more pounds.
When you're in bikini shape, you'll be ready to add some in there.
Got to get my beach bod going on, you know? So I see you're drinking out of a can this week.
I am. Let's talk about what we're drinking.
Hey, bartender, another beer!
I didn't pour mine this time. Zero like you said, carbs. I'm going to drink it. I'm going a little pink neck. I'm going to drink it right out of the can. This was recommended by listener Joe G, and it's Old Chubb Scotch Ale.
Chubb.
From the Oscar Blues Brewery. It's from Brevard, North Carolina, and I've never had any of these Scotch Ales, but, you know, it was recommended, so I figured I'd try it. But basically, this is a jaw-dropping Scottish Ale, 8% alcohol by volume. It's brewed with a bodacious amount of malted barley and specialty grains and a dash of beechwood smoked malt. Old Chubb features semi-sweet flavors of cocoa and coffee and a wee bit of smoke. A head-turning treat for malt heads and folks who think they don't dig dark beer. So, honestly, I don't have any idea what this is going to taste like, but I'm gonna go on in. How about you?
It looks good. Well, we're both drinking from Europe this week. I am drinking, and this was not by any recommendation, but it was me in the beer aisle at one of the local liquor stores that's known for craft beer, and finding this and thinking, God, that looks pretty good. So I'm drinking an organic chocolate stout by Samuel Smith Old Brewery, which is in North Yorkshire, England. And it's pretty tasty. The organic chocolate stout is 5% alcohol by volume. And it's brewed with well water. The original well, sunk in 1758, is still in use, with the hard water is drawn from 80 feet. Fuck my life, I can't read this. It's like written in a different language. Brewed with well water. The original well, sunk in 1758, is still in use, with the hard water is drawn from 80. It's not with, it's where the hard... They fuck the page up. It's not me. All right, I'll try this again.
We'll do it live!
I'm just going to correct them.
I'm leaving this in, by the way.
Bastards. Freaking blokes. Bloody ale. Okay. Brewed with well water. The original well, sunk in 1758, is still in use where the hard water is drawn from 85 feet underground. The gently roasted organic chocolate malt and organic cocoa impart a delicious, smooth, and creamy character, with inviting deep flavors and a delightful finish. This is the perfect marriage of satisfying stout and luxurious chocolate. And I would say that this is probably, it has a more prominent chocolate taste than what I usually taste in my stouts, but it's actually very good. So highly recommended, and I'm going to keep drinking this because I'm going to need something to wash down some of what we're doing later on today. So.
Well, that sounds good. I'll have to add that to my list after you've checked in on Untappd. And that looks like it's a wine bottle, practically.
It's a larger bottle. I think it's in liters.
Oh, okay.
No, yeah, ounces. I don't know. It's pretty big. It's a big little bottle here, and it's pretty tasty. And I will put it on Untappd so that way you can track it down.
Cool. Well, speaking of Untappd, that's the social network that we both use to keep track of our beers. You can find it on iOS, and I'm sure it's on Android as well. But it's UNTAPPD, and I'm available at RobertK328, and Rob is?
I'm at PhilRoberts33.
Untappd allows you to check in and keep track of all your beers if you like to try a bunch of different ones, and you also get cool badges and things like that. But no, I like this. It definitely has that, like it said in the little description, it's got kind of a smoky taste. So it's got that and a bit more of an ale. And I wish I would have poured it into a glass so I could see how dark it is. But at least what's there in the top of the can, it looks a little dark. So I like it.
13 episodes in, I've yet to pour any beer into a glass. So I'm not here to judge.
That's all right. So you've been watching any good shows lately?
Yeah, we've been kind of glued to House of Cards. I did the usual trick where I just put it on and make Kelly watch it. And you know, it took her a while to catch on to it. But once she did, she was like, oh, man, I wish I would have seen, the first couple seasons. I'm like, I wish you would have watched them while I was playing them on the TV.
Good.
But so we've kind of, I've gone through the first, four seasons. And then Kelly's like, well, let's watch it from the beginning. So now we're back at season one, kind of getting through it. So Kelly can get caught up, and I don't mind watching the episodes again.
No.
And season five is coming out in May, so got to hurry up.
Yes. Yep. You got some time to watch it. And, that might be something we do as well, is to kind of go back through and just be ready, because I can only imagine, given the way things are today, that, they're going to be coming out with their, gloves off, basically.
I think so, and you see a lot of shows these days kind of mirroring what's happening in the real world. Like I remember during the financial crisis 2008-2009, so many shows focused on the financial crisis and not necessarily honed in on it, but mentioned it, brought it up, brought it into the storyline, so people I think would connect to it a little bit better. So House of Cards is definitely, I think, one of those shows.
Yes.
So we'll see with the Trump era what they bring into the storyline and the plot going into the next couple seasons here.
I think we'll be talking about it more as the show, starts to get a little closer and as it starts rolling. And, hey, if we can watch it all at the same time over the weekend, and that's the nice thing about it being on Netflix, is that it comes out and it's all there. So it's not like you have to wait week to week. So you can kind of binge through the whole thing if you've got the time. But with young kids, it's a little bit hard, but we'll have to try to pace it so we can at least be on the same level and discuss it each week.
That'd be fun. And if maybe one of these days you'd start... you'd hop on the Game of Thrones bandwagon. We could discuss that.
Well, yeah, I guess with the was it season 7 coming up?
Yeah, man. And I can't get, the thing that sucks about it, though, usually we expect to see Game of Thrones around April, May. So right around this time of year is usually when we start seeing the new episodes and everybody gets all excited. Not coming out till July, that's really going to suck. It's not coming out till July, and then it's going to be a shorter season than what we typically... I think they're shooting for, I think it's 7 episodes this next season, so.
I didn't see that part, but I did see that the final season, which would be 8, would be 6, but my sister, Karen, she's written on Facebook, and she follows us around and provides feedback, but she's a big Game of Thrones fan, so I know she's looking forward to it, and I think between the two of you, you're probably the biggest Game of Thrones fans that I know.
Yeah, I'm up there. I get it. It's just, it's a fucking awesome show. I mean, it sucks you into the plot. I'm telling you, Robert, if you give it a couple episodes,
yeah,
it will suck you into the plot. And you you really, really start to appreciate the character development and the storyline and following all the different... It's one of those shows, it's kind of like a soap opera in the sense that there's so many different kind of storylines that are related to each other but happening separately at the same time. So, you know, it's there's always so many different things playing out at the same time. And they do a really good job kind of, especially in the last season. And I know coming into the next couple, last two seasons here, doing a really good job of kind of bringing those storylines together. So I'm pretty excited about it. And yeah, I mean, it's an awesome show. There's no reason not to watch Game of Thrones.
Well, that's the same argument, honestly, that I've given to Melissa to watch different things, whether it was Making a Murderer or even older shows like The Wire or Oz. Oz is probably a lot harder to stomach than The Wire, but other shows like The Shield, those kind of things, those shows that I've really enjoyed, that's pretty much the exact same thing. And even The Walking Dead was the same way. And she's like, well, you know, how can you watch a show about zombies? It's like, well, it's not really about that. It's
hardly about zombies.
You know, like we talked about last week, you start with the character building of Andrew Lincoln and what he goes through waking up in the hospital and going through. And the zombies are kind of really secondary to everything else, but it's the development of the characters and how you bond with those people and basically root for them as you go through, you know, from the beginning till the end. And again, it sounds very familiar. So I totally hear you. It's just a matter of setting aside the time and being able to do it. And then, you know, like we talked about a couple weeks ago, you know, just being this far back and looking at that mountain that I've got to get over and, you know, all the other things that are kind of coming out between House of Cards, you know, and a lot of these other shows that it's hard to find exactly when to jump in. And, but you know, maybe I will one day and then we can talk about it, but it'll probably be over by then.
That's fine. It's going to be on HBO. You can watch shows. I mean, you can watch the entire series of The Sopranos on HBO Go. So, I mean, you know, it's...
Oh, definitely.
The great thing with the digital age is really you watch your content when you feel like watching it.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's one of those things where if you're not into it right this minute, you just have a lot of other shows, a lot of other things on your plate, you'll watch it later. It's not going anywhere. Yeah. HBO's not going to suddenly take Game of Thrones off of their streaming content. The whole series is always going to be there.
Oh, sure. So. No, it's a huge draw for them, you know, to have that on there and even some of the back catalog of shows, you know, it's good for them to have it, you know, available at any time. So if somebody does, you know, listen to this and then they say, well, I want to watch it too, then they can just go and pick up and, you know, watch it until they're, you know, until they're caught up or until, you know, until they can't watch anymore. So we finally watched Rogue One last night and it was really good. You know, I think like you said, don't get too attached to the characters. And I'd forgotten about that. And then Melissa brought it up towards the end, but she's actually upstairs watching The Force Awakens now to kind of piece little bits of things together and see maybe if there was any sort of tie-ins throughout it. But she was really good at picking, you know, recognizing characters and going, oh, that person was from here. And, oh, that's, you know, such and such from the first movies and putting it together. But you and her are along that same line where you have more of a knowledge of it. So I was just watching it to enjoy it and thought it was good. But
yeah, actually, the best thing to do is if you're really trying to tie the storyline together, watch Rogue One and then watch A New Hope, which was the first episode, because technically this the Rogue One takes place between episodes 3 and 4 and then episode 4 being The New Hope. So if you kind of if you watch that, you'll and it is exactly what I did. So I watched Rogue One, watched The New Hope shortly after, and then I, you know, you were able to see some of the tie-ins, and they did a really good job with that. But what I especially was appreciative of with Rogue One was just how they were able to develop characters and very quickly develop these characters and then also kill them off. I mean, it was, you know, you loved the characters. So you grew to, you know, Jyn Erso and you really, really started to become attached to these characters and then they were gone, but they did a really good job developing that, knowing that you were going to like these characters and then they were going to be dead and then you'll never see them again, but that's all right.
Yeah. It really tied it together nicely. The things that she explained, you know, throughout, you know, is who these people were. So It was good. Really through the beginning, we had a hard time, I guess, keeping track of it, I guess, and figuring out exactly where they were going and what was going on. And because it jumped around a little bit. But once we were able to, oh, that's what's going on, we were able to keep up with it. And yeah, we enjoyed it. So we'll watch it again and then probably do, like you said, go into New Hope and follow it from there. But my son, he loves the other Star Wars movies, but we kind of pre-watched this one to see if it was something that he would be able to watch, you know, being a younger man and all. But it's probably all right for him, but I don't know that he would really follow along and understand exactly where this stuff was, you know, just based on his age. So maybe when he gets a little bit older. So he hasn't asked, which is good.
Yeah, Colin's kind of in the same boat. Like, I want him to see it because he kind of likes the Star Wars movies. But, like, some of them just like, I don't know if he's not necessarily 100% appropriate. But then at the same time, I'm kind of like, you know, I think at some point he'll learn to appreciate once he understands the storyline a little bit better and is able to follow along with it.
Yeah.
My plan is to turn him into as big of a Star Wars fan as myself.
Well, I see you're wearing a Star Wars shirt there. Did you wear that for any particular reason?
No. Well, it kind of. So early, we were having dinner, kind of cookout style with some of our friends around the neighborhood. I mean, we have such awesome neighbors out here, and it's one of the main reasons why we, you know, just really stay in this neighborhood is because we have really cool neighbors that have moved in, and we're kind of friends with everybody. So, you know, we met for kind of a cookout with some of our other friends right around like two houses down from us today. And earlier today, Kelly comes up to me and says, you know, do you have like a polo shirt or something you could wear? And I'm like, if you know these guys, like the people that are around us, like nobody gives two shits if I'm wearing a fucking polo shirt, right? So I'm like, nope, I'm gonna wear my Star Wars shirt. So I ended up, so kind of, well, I wasn't gonna change anyways, but I did think right. It was a little bit funny because actually got a couple compliments on my Star Wars shirt as I was wearing it today. But Kelly wanted me to dress up, and I kind of kept this on partially just to spite her.
You're not the boss of me.
No.
I do that a lot too, and she's like, well, no, I kind of am, but we have that fun little game to do.
Yeah, my tuxedo t-shirt is at the dry cleaner, so
being pressed. I had to laugh. I saw a video with Gordon Ramsay talking about something that we talked about a few weeks ago was pineapple on pizza. So let me play that for you.
Let's have 10 of the pepperonis.
How many pepperonis?
You don't put fucking pineapple on a pizza. So 10 pepperoni, yeah, 10 margarita, yep. And no okay. Pineapple anywhere.
No, definitely no pineapple on the pizza.
Thank you. What the fuck are you doing?
Oh,
Gordon
man.
Ramsay, telling it like it is.
Yeah, he doesn't hold back. So as we were getting ready for the show and putting together some notes, I happened across another article that somebody actually, you know, with Easter next week, the title of the article, it says, I'm enraged by peeps on pizza and you should be too. So it looks like somebody has decided to step up their pizza game and yeah, put peeps on top of a cheese pizza and cooked it.
It looks delicious to me. I mean, peeps good, pizza good.
Yeah,
I mean the formula makes sense to me.
I had the Peeps Oreos a few weeks back, and I thought they were good, but nobody else here liked them. My son's really anxious; he keeps seeing them at Target, and he wants to try it. So, I'm trying to be better as well. So, I haven't bought a whole other pack because I realize if he doesn't like them, then I have to eat the whole thing. But at Austin on social on Twitter had this picture. It looks like it's dated April 2nd of this year, but. It says it's attempting to suggest that pizza is better than pineapple pizza. I'm aware pineapple as pizza topping has long been controversial and isn't my cup of tea, but power to the people who enjoy that. Let them live. And yeah, he decides to put the peeps on there. So I think if you decide to try that one, that's fine. I'll live vicariously through you and you can let me know. But it's so far from the responses to this tweet that everybody's kind of on the same wavelength that I am. And no, thank you.
I'd try it once, not going to lie. I don't know if I'd try it again after that. I'm at least going to try it once because, you know, again, the math adds up to me. But what's funny is this Huffington Post article, it's actually the heading is I'm enraged by peeps on pizza and you should be too. So the comments on the article are, here's where peeps belong, in your mouth, in holiday gift baskets, on a napkin, in a microwave awaiting explosion. Here's where they don't belong. In all caps, on pizza. So,
Are you guys big Easter fans up there? Do you guys, you know, do the kids get into it, or
what are their preferences? Yeah, they do. You know, Kelly's, you know, really, I don't really get much involved in the whole process, but you know, Kelly, she goes to the store, buys stuff for them, makes nice Easter baskets, hides them like the Easter bunny trotted around the house and and hit them someplace, and then the kids find it and they enjoy it. So yeah, I mean, we get into it. For me, it's more just hanging out with family and things like that, but I'd be lying if I said I didn't like some of the candy.
No, the candy is good, and that's actually one of those debates that comes up every now and then. I hear it is, you know, whether Easter has better candy or Halloween. So
I'm saying I'm going to go with Halloween on this, just for the record.
And why is that? What would be on Halloween that's better than Easter?
Well, pretty much everything can be Halloween candy.
Exactly. So there's nothing special about it.
There's no limits.
I mean, candy corn.
Yes. Yeah, candy corn, great. Anything,
you get
any
mini
type of
Snickers
candy.
Bars.
Yeah, a ton of them. Just throw them in there.
Yeah, that's not really Halloween. You can eat that anytime.
But you take a sack and you go door to door. Just quantity wise, you can get a hell of a lot more on Halloween than you can on Easter. You don't see little kids running around the neighborhood going to people's doors getting free candy. It's their parents buying.
The bunny can only carry so much.
Well, yeah. And then we throw out 80% of the candy anyway because nobody's eating it. So
now, do you have so back to Halloween. What's your favorite Halloween? Do you have a specific candy that on Halloween, this is what you're going to eat? If the kids come home, you know, with their bucket, and you're going to take one piece of candy out there as soon as they walk in the door, what is it?
Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
No, that's good. I usually go for the Snickers. I'm a longtime Snickers fan, but Peanut Butter Cup is probably a close second.
So if it's Halloween, Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Yeah.
If it's Easter, Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I'm partial to the Cadbury Cream Eggs.
Although I would say this, though. The pumpkin and the Easter egg-shaped peanut butter cups, I think tastes better than the regular ones.
Yeah, the egg ones. Yeah, no, that's true.
Tasty.
Well, I've got a list here of the top. I mean, it is voted by the people, so the top, and I'll just go with the top 10 best Easter candy of all time. And number 10, Nestle Butterfinger Nest Eggs. And those, I don't know that I've ever had those, but I do like Butterfingers. Yeah. So
they're little Butterfingers that are shaped like eggs.
Okay, it's kind of like the peanut butter. So number 9, Jelly Bellies.
I do like some Jelly Bellies.
Yeah, I think my favorite jelly beans are Smuckers. So Jelly Bellies are good, too, because of all the different flavors. So.
I really like the buttered popcorn ones.
Yes. The Dr. Pepper, I think they've got. So there's anything. Those aren't really specifically Easter flavors, but Jelly Bellies. And number 8, Hershey's Solid Milk Chocolate Egg.
I mean, it's chocolate. You can't really go wrong.
Like a big round Hershey Kiss.
Yeah. Number 7, I'm a fan of Snickers Eggs.
Yep.
Again, they're Snickers. They're shaped like eggs, which makes them taste better somehow.
Yep, can't go wrong.
Yep. I know you like number 6.
Yeah, that's the Cadbury Caramel Egg, which is different than the regular Cadbury Cream Egg, but it's got caramel in it, so can't go wrong with that either.
Oh, that's right. You like the caramel? Caramel?
That's
not caramel, but caramel.
Correct.
You like the caramel? You like the cream, though?
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, certainly the caramel one would be good too, but
like the
just the original one that looks like it looks like an egg when you open it. It's got the white, it's got the yellow.
Number 5, Easter pastel M&Ms. They're M&Ms, but they're different colors.
Yeah, I mean, they don't really taste any different, but oh well, they're good.
Yeah. How about number 4?
I have no idea. I know what the company is, but I don't know that I've ever seen these either. The chocolate lint. Gold Bunny, L-I-N-D-T. So
yeah,
Lint chocolates, but I don't think I've ever seen the bunny.
I like their truffles. Lint truffles are good.
Yes. Yeah, big time.
Yeah, I don't know about the Gold Bunnies. I'm not a fan of just molded chocolate, though. I want something else in there. Like, bring a friend to the party. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then number...
Well, the solid ones are good, although they'll crack your teeth. But I like the solid, you know, I guess it goes back to... You know, number, what's that, number 8, where it's just a solid piece of chocolate. That's fine.
And actually, what's funny is, you know, quick segue, we're in line at Walgreens the other day, and Kelly, I think she took a picture of it. It was a gold molded chocolate bunny with a little little container of peanut butter
Nice.
So you could take, you know, chunks of the bunny out, or, you know, dip his head in there and take him for a little swim, and then and then bite into it with the peanut butter. That sounded pretty good.
Well, that is a good idea as we get through this list. We'll see how that's probably quite a good idea if you don't have the market cornered already. But number three, Cadbury Cream Egg.
Okay, so I like it. Oldie
but goodie. I'm not alone. Number two, I like.
Oh, the Cadbury mini eggs. So these are this little, what are they, the same thing? Like they're smaller, right?
Yeah, they're like, they're little tiny, solid pieces of chocolate, but they're not like the Robin eggs, which have the harder shell on them, which are, that was higher up on the list. That was number 11.
Okay. Yeah, I'm all right. Number one, though.
There you go.
Reese's peanut butter eggs.
Yeah, just like you said.
Nailed it.
Well, that's a pretty good list. I think, for the most part, I could agree with all of it, and if my Easter basket had any of those items, I don't think I'd turn my nose up at it.
No, like them all. The jelly beans, always good just to kind of see them sprinkled around the grass, the plastic grass or paper grass that's in there.
And dig them out.
As long as they're all the ones I like, I'm happy.
They do like the black ones?
Oh, the black licorice ones? Yeah, they're not, they're pretty good. They're not my favorite. Like, it's not the first one I pick out of the the pile.
Go for the red, the orange.
Yeah, the fruitier ones.
I agree. I think the black are okay if they're in there. But
yeah, so one of the great things about jelly beans, though, I think Jelly Belly makes like 50 different flavors. So, lot to choose from. But I will say, in I can't believe you talked me into doing this, Robert. But let's tell everybody about your bright idea we had here for a little game that we wanted to play on the podcast today.
Last week, I got an email from one of my suppliers that I work with, and letting me know about they're going to be closed in observance of Good Friday. And one of the things that they had in this email was eight sweet and surprising facts about jelly beans. And so I read through them, and they were kind of funny. And got to the last one, and it said, "Today, jelly beans come in a vast variety of flavors, ranging from beer to vomit." I thought, well, beer is good. We talk about that each week, and vomit. So I thought, okay, well, that sounds interesting. So I read it. It says, "The Jelly Belly company alone turns out more than 100 flavors. Its newest are pancakes and maple syrup, champagne, ginger ale, and beer. The company also makes a Bean Boozled box with 20 flavors, 10 classic and 10 gross tasting lookalikes. So an orangish bean could be peach or vomit. A green one might be juicy pear or booger." So that led me to believe that this seemed like a good thing that we could try. And we each have a box of the latest batch here, which is the fourth edition, always wanting to be on the latest and greatest. And I think we'll try a little bit live.
All right, let's do this. So this might just be the first time one of us has actually vomited while we're recording the podcast here. But like Robert said, we both have one of these little games, and there's 10 different flavors. And again, you can't tell like a blue one. A blue one could be buttered popcorn, or it could be rotten egg. You don't know. We don't know until we literally bite into it. And as an added fun little bonus here, there's a little spinner that points to all the different flavors that we have to possibly subject ourselves to. So
it's not like you can, go for the easy one. I think you could always just, look at the little description on in the box and pick one, but you're kind of taking the cheap way out of it. So the spinner, takes away the guesswork.
Sure does. So do you want to keep score here, or how do you want to do this?
Well, yeah, let's see. I guess we can do that. So you spin, and I'll pick a color.
Okay. So we'll just take turns here. So I'm going to put, and if you get the good flavor, you get a point. If you don't get the good, if you get the shitty flavor, then you get 0 points for that round. And we'll see how long we can stand this. So, all right.
until we realize the game system doesn't work.
Until we realize that this is the dumbest fucking thing we've done on this thing. All right, here we go. So I'm spinning.
You picked. Yep. Oh, I've got my spinner here too, so I can always. You just tell me what it looks like, and I'll make sure I pick the right color.
All right, so. Roberts,
mm-hmm.
You have caramel corn or moldy cheese.
All right, so that looks like, all right, that's the one that looks like it's kind of got, it's white with these little yellow specks in it.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Or it's orange or yellow.
It's like a white with, oranges.
Okay, yep.
I've got one.
I've got one of those, I think, and I'm hoping it's caramel corn, but let me go on in. That's disgusting.
No point for you.
That's I got my old chub here. That's the
oh, they got for oh, a beer, God. Huh? Yeah. That's awesome. Sorry.
Oh man, that was bad. Did
it actually taste like moldy cheese?
Yes. Oh. And the funny thing was, leading up to this, I thought, well, how can a jelly bean really pack that much taste in it? But
how can a jelly bean taste like buttered popcorn? I'm just saying.
I'm glad I brought water, but I'll probably go upstairs and get some more beer because that's going to linger.
That's not leaving you anytime soon. All right.
That was nasty. All my fears came right up to the top with that one. All right, I'm spinning. Yeah, let me get a good spin here.
Why dip your feet, your toes in when you can just dive in?
Right in the middle. Here, let me get it again. All right, it's blue, so that's the berry blue or toothpaste. I feel like you kind of...
I feel like I feel lucked like, out. Like, how bad could toothpaste be?
Yes, you lucked out.
All right, here it is. All right. Here is the blue, berry blue or toothpaste.
All right.
Yeah, that's toothpaste. Minty fresh.
That's not good.
It doesn't taste that terrible, though.
It's toothpaste.
It literally tastes like I just stuck toothpaste in my mouth and I'm chewing at it now.
So I guess you get a point then?
No, because I was supposed to get the berry blue to get a point.
Oh, you're right. So the toothpaste is the... Yeah.
Toothpaste isn't the good one, Robert. I mean, although I would...
Of moldy cheese and toothpaste? Yeah, give me a tube of Crest.
Well, so neither of us have any points yet because neither of us got the actual fruity, delicious flavors. We both got shit. So, all right, here we go.
All right, spin. This spinner sucks, by the way. They have an app we could have used, too.
Oh, man.
I figured we would have screwed up. And don't just pick one of the bad ones. I want to see it on the camera.
I would be happy to show. I promise. I promise. If you promise not to cheat, then I promise not to cheat as well.
But all right. What do I got?
Tutti Frutti or Stinky Socks? Which is like a...
Oh, that's the easiest one to pick out of here. It looks like it's got all the different
pink with
colors
blue,
on it.
Red.
All right. All right. Well, I'll pick this one here from the bottom. So here's the... I don't know if it's there. It's the Tutti Frutti or Stinky Socks. I'm hoping for Tutti Frutti. I'm going in. That's Tutti Frutti.
Oh, you got a point. Yeah. You got a point.
It tastes... Yeah, it's like drinking... Or it's like chewing on a juicy fruit gum.
Nice.
That's good. So I get a point?
You got a point. You picked the non-shitty one. Congrats.
All right. You ready?
I'm ready.
You got to get a nasty one. Oh, same thing. Tutti Frutti or Stinky Socks.
All right. I got one right here.
There it is. All right. There it is. Yep. Yeah. Multicolor goodness. Stinky Socks.
Tutti Frutti.
Oh, come on.
Nice. All right.
So then it's tied neck and neck.
Delicious.
That one was good.
All right. Okay. You got coconut or spoiled milk.
And that's the all white one.
Yeah.
All right, because there's an all yellow one too, but that's the popcorn or egg. I'm hoping I don't get that one. So here's the all white coconut or spoiled milk, and I'm hoping for coconut. Come on. That's coconut.
Oh, another point for Rob.
I'm relieved.
I am keeping score over here. Right now it's 2-1, but I have obviously you went first. So,
all righty, I'm spinning. Oh, good spin. All right, this isn't rigged here, but coconut or spoiled milk.
All right, so
it's the all white one, not the all yellow one, because that's right.
No, I got all white egg. Here.
All right. All right. Go on in. Oh, spoiled milk. Come on.
Oh my God. Oh God. This tastes like murder. Oh my God.
It's hard to believe such a little terrible piece that actually.
Oh. That was god awful.
It's hard to believe such a little jelly bean has such a stuck in pungent my taste.
Oh, god dang. It's pungent. It just won't go away.
Yeah, it's gonna linger for a little bit.
Oh my god, why would somebody do that? Who's the asshole that had to flavor test these, right?
Yeah, well, I can't remember where it was that I saw, of course, but I saw a show, I think it was on the Food Network, probably, where they, where they come up with these flavors and they test and test and test. And yeah, there's somebody there that's hating life and probably gets a few extra vacation days each year to taste these.
Shitballs. Gross. All right.
Spin. Big money.
All right. We have chocolate pudding or canned dog food.
All right. So that's this.
The dark brown one.
Dark
brown. Looks like a little tree seed.
I got a whole pocket full of those. All right. Here it is. Here's the all brown goodness that I'm hoping is chocolate pudding. It's chocolate pudding. Yeah.
Man, you're killing me.
Man, I'm kicking ass here.
You really are. You're at least a point ahead. 3-1. Depending on how this spin goes, you're at least a point ahead. Excuse me, God. Oh, man, I just belched it. It tastes like spoiled milk.
All right. I'm spinning. Ooh, good. Buttered popcorn or rotten egg?
God, please be buttered popcorn. Please. All right, so this is like the white color with the yellow speckles on it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of that, looks like that.
Yeah, I found it. I got it here.
Yep. All right.
I think this is it. Yeah, this is it. All right, here we go.
All right, going in.
All right.
Looks good. All right, big money. Rotten egg.
Tastes like I'm in a movie theater.
Ah.
That's good.
All right, another point. So it's 3-2.
3-2.
3-2. All right, I'll let you enjoy that one since you had the nastiness.
I don't even need to chase that one. That was good.
Now, we should be keeping track of which ones we've had, by the way.
Yeah. You know what? I don't think we'll have a problem remembering we've had. Yeah, so how about this? If
only we had written this shit down.
I know, right? All right, here we go. How about this? If you've already tasted if we land on a duplicate that you already had and you've already tasted the nasty one, we spin again.
Yeah. Okay.
Please, for the love of God. Okay, perfect.
That works.
All right. Oh, juicy pear or booger?
All right. So that one is the green speckled, and I've got one right here on top because there's an all green one, but that's the different one. All right. So here it is. It's got the green, and it's got the little flavor crystals in it. So this is either juicy pear or booger. And if it's not pear, I'm not sure if it's going to be the other one, but I'll have to trust it.
Got some boogers there?
It's bad. I'm not quite. That is pretty gross. I don't know whether it's boogers or boogers or not, but it's gross. It's gross.
All right, well, you're
Yeah, that must be the booger.
You're not getting a point then.
No. Oh my God.
All right, I could possibly redeem myself this spin, but I'll let you enjoy that for just a second. Yeah, go ahead and drink some beer.
I'm glad I don't get one of these stuck in my nose. They're stuck on my teeth here.
Harrison eats those. He doesn't seem to have a problem with it.
Well, you go through and pick out all those little speckled green ones out of here, and you leave them for him. Oh, man, that's gross. I need another swig. Yeah,
I'll never forget that spoiled milk. I'll tell you that much.
The good news is I got the two-pack here, so I'll be able to enjoy. This booger taste is not going. It's not going away.
That's what she said.
All right, I'm spinning. You got to be miserable, too.
All right, let's do it.
It's kind of, well, it's more on the chocolate pudding canned dog food.
Oh, goody.
All right, so it's the all brown one there, or purplish brown looking.
It is.
That's it.
Here we go.
Is it like, you're going to know if it's, you know, chocolate pudding. I got the taste of chocolate pudding like right away.
Yeah, chocolate pudding. Boom.
All right. That's tie game.
You want to do like a best of seven, like a playoff here?
Yeah. Well, I think we got to make sure we at least get all these.
All right. We'll make sure we get all these.
If we can. All right. All right. You spin.
All right. Peach or barf?
All right. Peach or barf. So this looks like it's kind of a reddish looking thing with red. Although the strawberry and strawberry banana look very similar. All right. So this is the, it looks like yellow and red. Red goodness. All right. Going in.
I should have brought a bucket.
Oh my God.
So you got...
That was instant. That was vomit. Like, two bites in, that was vomit.
Oh, man, no I do question. Not envy you.
For... No question, that was vomit.
Oh, man, it's too bad this isn't a video podcast.
All right, so anybody who couldn't see what it was, I took two bites and then just kind of made my mouth into this, basically where my tongue was completely rolled up into the back of my throat so that I could not taste it anymore, chased the beer down, and now I think it's one of those where if I were to burp, it's going to be a post-vomit burp. So I'm going to try to avoid it.
Well played. Well played.
Oh, man. Let me rinse it again. I don't know whose idea this was. All right.
Some jackass.
All right. Another big spin. Strawberry banana or dead fish?
Oh, man. Here, let me put two next to each other here. Okay, I found it. All right, here we go. So this could either be strawberry banana smoothie or dead fish.
Yep.
Okay, good. Here we go.
All right. No.
It's definitely not dead fish.
Ah, crap. Yeah, you lucked out. That barf was bad.
I'm sure.
It was horrible.
All right. You ready for this?
Yep. I think the only one that's really left is the lime or the lawn clippings, right?
Malted cheese, rotten egg. Yeah. That's it. So...
All right. The only one that's left is the lime or the lawn clipping. So
this is the deal. All right. So you got to get this. If you got to get this in order to tie the game up.
It's got to be lime or you win. And there's no smell to these, so it's not like I can cheat and pick it out. But my mouth still tastes like barf. So let me hope this is lime.
Do I taste grass, or do you taste grass?
I do taste grass. Yeah, it's grass, and thankfully it's not as bad as some of the other ones, but that's definitely not lime. That's gross.
I mean, it can't be as bad as vomit.
No. It can't be as bad as vomit. And the other one, what I had, the moldy cheese, that was pretty bad too. So I think all in all, we both lucked out pretty well.
I think.
You had the toothpaste and that, yeah. I mean, that can't be as bad.
We had some good spins there.
We had some good spins. So, all right. Well, what do I do? What do I do with the rest of the box? So you think Kelly will eat any of these?
Oh God, no. How about Melissa?
No, she doesn't. You know, she doesn't know. I keep a lot of this stuff a secret just because I want to see how it all works out. And she doesn't know what we're doing down here. So maybe I'll. I don't know. I don't know how I can trick her into getting to try these.
Oh, you're a bad person if you do.
My 7-year-old wouldn't know what these were, although he actually did. I think he's probably seen them on YouTube because he saw the box. He saw me looking at it online. He's like, no, I'm not doing a Bean Boozled challenge. So he was well aware of what these were ahead of time, where we were too stupid to know any better and decided to go in anyway.
Yeah, I mean, we're full grown men who went in this willingly. And you know what, though? I didn't have to taste as many bad flavors as you did. So,
no, you didn't. So you win this time. Well, that was fun. We'll have to we'll see how this plays out. I'm going to keep this box around and maybe take a few to work and see if people will try them. And if not, you know, I might just go ahead and finish off the box on my own and keep track of how they are.
Yeah, please do. I'll send you my box. You can finish mine for me.
Hey, if you do that, I want the spinner.
You can keep this. You can keep the spinner. I promise you, it's all yours, buddy.
And I still got a whole other box here, so maybe it'll be a good gift for somebody.
May you get vomit every single time.
if I'm lucky, nothing makes me more angry than eating a vomit flavored jelly bean. But evidently, there's a guy out in California that had a worse day than I did.
So according to the article here, this guy's buying a 75-cent bag of M&Ms, and his charge for 75 cents is declined at the 7-Eleven, and he just loses his shit on this guy.
Yeah, I mean, basically, he's there, and the video footage is from above, so it's surveillance footage, and you can see him, he's holding his keys, and he's swiping his card, and there, staring at the little punch pad, and so yeah, before you know it, he realizes that his card is declined, and like I said, goes crazy. He grabs the guy that's there at the register by the head, starts punching him, and then looks like he starts throwing the register over the edge of the counter, and just basically, you know, it's right. It goes on a rampage.
He's throwing bananas at the other clerk. So yeah, he pummels this guy in the head, whips the cash register over the counter. There's a phone just right there.
Yeah.
Whips the other cash register over the. There's a lady who's standing in the background here who literally like hides around the corner when she sees what he's doing. She's like, "All right, I'm out of here." The clerk is standing there like with her change too, like reaches
his hand
over
is outstretched.
With a dollar bill in his hand. She's not even there anymore. Then all of a sudden, this guy's
she's gone.
Literally throwing bananas at him.
She's gone.
So what's funny to me is how does a 75-cent charge get declined? Like, what type of situation you got to be in with your bank?
Yeah, and where are you finding M&Ms for 75 cents? I was at the store earlier, and it was like $1.50 at Target for a bag of M&Ms. So.
Maybe he knew what a good deal he was getting, so he was pissed off that he was losing out on it.
Like, he was going to resell those.
Fuck you, I want a 75 cents bag of M&Ms.
Well, the best part of the end of the clip that we'll share on the show notes is... The Santa Ana Police Department spokesman, Anthony Bergtana, has quite the take on that.
Based on his actions over a 75-cent bag of M&Ms, you know, I'm not sure what his reaction would be to something that's really serious.
Well, yeah.
That's the same conversation I have with, you know, with the kids. It's like, all right, you know, there's things to get upset about. You know, we're playing Pokemon Go, and, you know, he doesn't find the particular Pokemon that he wanted, and... You know, he's upset about it. Like, you know, I let him be upset and I acknowledge all that, Stu. But that, you know, kind of when he's kind of calmed down, it's like, all right, you know, there are things to be upset about, you know. And, 75-cent bag of M&Ms isn't one.
I mean, can you imagine if this was like one of the big, like, you know, $1.99 jumbo bags of M&Ms? Probably light the place on fire.
Who knows what's going on in his life, but maybe that M&M's is what he needed to get through a tough day. But 75 cents, I just hand him the cash at that point.
Yeah, take the fucking M&M's, dude.
Those are yours.
I bet there was probably 75 cents in the little, like, take a penny, leave a penny thing that they usually have at the 7-Eleven counters.
Yeah, if I'm working the register, I'm like, just take it. You know, it's yours. I've got a buck in my pocket. I'll put it in there. But yeah. He destroyed the place. So I don't know whether they actually found him or not. But I figured the amount that he'll have to pay to repair all that stuff is quite a bit more than 75 cents.
I still taste fucking spoiled milk on my breath, by the way. I guess it's not leaving.
Well, it's better than puke.
That's true. Well. Yeah. That is true.
I'm going to go up and drink some milk or something to wash this out.
Dead fish, man. If I'd gotten the dead fish, I don't know. I don't know.
I was hoping, you know, no offense or anything, but I was hoping you were going to get something that was going to be bad. So, I mean, the toothpaste is probably what set me over the edge, and that was right from the beginning. Like, you know, you're going to walk right through this and get the, you know, you could get the peach and the, you know, the strawberry banana smoothie and waltz on through. So I'm glad you got a little bit, but I think at some point you're going to need to dig through and find a barf one so you can see how I feel. You need to acknowledge my feelings like I acknowledge my son's when he doesn't find the Pokemon.
No, I've barfed before, Robert. I know what it tastes like. I'm good.
I think that's it for tonight. You have anything else?
No, that's it. Back to work in the morning. Damn
Back
it.
Back to work in the morning. Well, and during the week, while you're waiting for the next episode, be sure to reach out to us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're at Two Bobs Podcast on all those. You can reach us at hello@thetwobobs.com. And one thing we didn't really cover much today, but...
I noticed that you had a phone number.
We do have a phone number, and that number is...
I've been studying. 530-882-BOBS. That's 530-882-2627.
All right. One of the cool tricks, well, actually two tricks, if you're ever trying to remember what that number is and you haven't been studying it like my friend here, if you go to thetwobobs.com on your cell phone, just use your mobile browser there, and there'll be a big red button that has the phone icon on it, so you can tap that and call in, or there's also a call us button on our Facebook page that you can bring up in your browser, and might even be through the Facebook app as well, but give us a call. Let us know what you think.
Have a good week.
All right. Bye-bye.
The preceding show was brought to you with joy by the Two Bobs. All words are their own and not of their respective employers. Music provided by Jewelbeat. To subscribe to the podcast, contact the Two Bobs, or for more information, please visit thetwobobs.com.